Toises and Daf Samachvav Divin Machs Motzi Aveda brings machlokes between Rashi and the Ri. Rashi learns that Yeish is Kona is learnt from Avudim Mimen we call Adam. And the Ri says it's learnt from Exeis Akosov of Simla. And the Rav explained that there's a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Ri about the nature of Yeish. According to Rashi, Yeish is not Haknor. But Yeish is simply, it's going with the Shema Veda. If it's completely lost, Avun Men Mikol Adam is Pokadi the Kinyan, the Bailas. But if it's not Avun Men Mikol Adam, but the Bailam Am Yeish, so that's Mashlan the Shema Veda. But then it's the Kinyan is Pokah, because it's together with that, it's considered Ovud, completely Ovud. But the Ri learns that it's Xeris Akosa from Simla. He says it's not because that's Mashlan the Shema Veda, it's a separate Haknor of Yeish. And similarly, in terms of how Yeish would work by Gzela, it would be that according to Rashi, if it's Gozel, it's not Yerushus anymore. So Yeish is Mashlim, the shame Gzela, in the sense that it's not Bishus Habailim anymore. And therefore, the person is Koina, through the Kinyon Exela. But according to the Ri, the Yeish by Exela also is a Haknor, and if Yeish is Koina, but if not, all Yeish and Shina Rishus, so it's a Kinyon. The Rav was bothered a little bit, according to Rashi, why is it that Yeish of a cotton doesn't work? If it's a Haknor, so cotton's not about das, but if it's just that it's Mashlam the Shema Veda, so maybe even Yeish of a cotton should have worked. So, Koch, you have to say that Yeish of a cotton is not a Maisa, Yeish at all.